T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miller against Lively. Scoops around. Oh, look at this! Nigel Pack grabs the rebound and slams it home! And then puts his hands on his head like, what in the world just happened here? Pack with a slam dunk on the offensive rebound. Like he had rockets in his legs.
Well, he's done a lot of good stuff, including that dunk that everybody had some fun with. Canes guard Nigel Pack joins us today because he is on his way to the Sweet 16 here. Nigel, thanks for being with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, and we got to jump right into the Drake comeback here. Boy, I'll tell you what, 56-56, a minute left. You hit the big jumper. Just talk about how good that shot feels on that great comeback you guys had late in that game.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was fun to play on that type of stage. It was a lot of fun playing on my teammates, especially, you know, in this NCAA tournament. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, we knew we didn't want to, you know, go out that way. Drake was a great team. They gave us a fight the whole game, but we were here to finish it out.
Tell me about the old mindset when you have that kind of shot. And you know, it's a pretty damn important shot at that point. You seem to like him, and I know the coach is giving you the green light on big shots.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes from, you know, a lot of hard work. Coach gives me confidence. In practice, he loves the pull-up jump shot, so I feel like I had a lot of confidence in taking that jump shot, especially a pull-up, because I know I had my coaches behind me and my teammates behind me, and especially Norchad. He gave me a good screen to get me open, and I shot it with confidence and was able to knock it down.
Well, let me ask you about Norchad Omir. Is this team through the first two games, if Norchad's not playing, you think you make it? Because he's been unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't think so. His presence really helps us on the court. His size and his rebound ability was outstanding, especially against Indiana. I think he had 17 boards, which is outstanding. I don't think without his presence on the court, I don't know what kind of team we would be.
Well, so let me ask you about that, because the way he went off against Duke in that first minute, I went, oh crap, this is not good, man. He may not be ready, and all of a sudden he's a double-double, like you said, 31 rebounds in the two games. Were you surprised, or after you saw that injury, were you kind of thinking what I was thinking, he might not be playing in this tournament?
You know, it's kind of hard to think. I mean, he's my roommate and all, and like seeing his regression over the time, it was kind of like, man, is he going to play? Because, you know, it took him a second to start walking and things like that, and be like, oh, man. But he was with our athletic trainer, I mean, day in and night in. Like, all day, literally. I mean, I wouldn't see him at home till, you know, late at night, and he'd be waking up early in the morning to go with the trainer, and I'm like, man, you know, he's a fighter. He really wants to play, and we really like to see that, especially this time of year. I knew he wanted to play in this. I know how bad he wants to win and how bad we want to win as well.
So I got to ask you this, Nigel. You come in along with Norchad Omir as a transfer portal guy. I always wonder, when you guys come in and Wong and Miller have been around, does it take a while to kind of mesh together, or did you feel chemistry right away with that group? Because you guys sure play well together.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously took a second to learn each other's game, to learn each other's tendencies, but that's what the summer's for. We took the summertime to learn each other, to become, you know, friends and brothers like we are now. The chemistry grew, I feel like, especially as time went on. And I feel like now we're really clicking.
Hey, so I got to ask you, because this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you, going through the whole transfer portal experience, because I saw a bunch of schools were talking about we missed out. That would have been our difference if we could have gotten Nigel Pack. And actually, I think it was Purdue that was saying it. How difficult was that decision to make with all the schools you were considering?
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult decision. You want to always try to make the best decision. Obviously, every school is going to have their pros and cons with the school that you make, and you just got to weigh in your factors, and that's what I feel like I did. I had a nice corner beside me to help me, you know, make my decision. My parents, my brother and sister, they were able, you know, to help me make my decision and look at the things that I needed to look at. And end up working out really, really well.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say it's worked out great. I'd say, man, you're deep in the tournament. You guys looked unbelievable against Indiana. Hey, your confidence after you win that first game against Drake, where were you going in? I know Coach has said he felt good the way you guys came back late to win that game and felt you would play even better against Indiana. Did you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I did. I felt like, obviously we didn't get as good a performance as everybody thought we should have, against Drake. We kind of started out a little flat, but it was kind of a little nerves going into that game. First NCAA game. Drake's a good team. They were experienced and older. There was a lot of first times in the NCAA tournament for a lot of guys on our team, but we were able to make it through that one. And I feel like, we're going to get really good performances from, Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong, which they did in the next game. And I feel like we were able to get that, then we're really going to be a really tough team to beat.
Well, and that's where you guys are, right? Where you are right now. I want to ask you about the smaller lineup. The tallest guy, 6'7". I know the media at times makes a big deal about the smaller lineup, but you guys seem to use that to your advantage. Do you agree with that?
I think so. The smaller lineup actually works really well in our favor. It kind of takes a lot of teams off guard, and it gives them matchup problems. I feel like Jordan Miller is a really hard matchup problem. Because if you put somebody bigger, they're going to be slower on his feet because he's really fast on his feet. But Jordan also can guard somebody that's bigger than him like he did. He started guarding Trayce Jackson-Davis for a little bit. And I feel like he did a really good job. So it's kind of hard for teams to match up with our size, even though we're smaller, but we're a lot faster.
So confidence now. You don't have to break down the whole Houston team. I'm sure Coach will do that for you. But now you get ready to play a number one team, a number one seed. Mindset going into that game with the experience you guys have, you feel pretty good against with this matchup.
Yeah, we feel really good. We're excited. Back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances for the Miami Hurricanes, so we're really excited doing this. We're having a lot of fun right now, and there's really no pressure on this. I mean, nobody expects us to win this game. We're obviously the underdogs here, so there's really no pressure on us to do anything. So that's what makes it more fun for us. We have to go out and play our hardest and play our best game. And they come out with a victory.
So I got to ask you, since you told me he's your roommate, what kind of roommate is Norshad Omer? Pretty good roommate? A little sloppy, or is he a pretty clean guy?
He's a pretty clean guy. He's pretty cool. We stay, on our side of the house. We interact here and there. He's a cooker, though. That's the only problem. He cooks. I don't. So the kitchen's really all his. But sometimes maybe I'll have to try one of his meals or something like that, because he's always making something.
I wasn't expecting that. But the food at school, I'm guessing, is pretty good. I'm guessing you guys are getting pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. But he's a bigger guy, so he likes to eat more than me. But I'd be hungry too, so maybe one day I'm just going to sneak in there, get a little portion of his food and see what it's talking about.
Well, I don't know what's working, but that is one big, tough-looking son of a gun underneath that basket. For 6'7", he rebounds like he's about 7'2". So whatever it is, it's working for sure. Hey, Nigel, thank you so much, man, for being with us. Congratulations, and keep that thing going, man. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.